Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about 40 years since the Chernobyl disaster. So not the exact date, it was 26th of April 1986 at Reactor 4. I remember watching a documentary about it in 1994, one of my first words of Russian, chitiri, as in four, number four. Wow. So this nuclear power plant was at Pripyat, in northern Ukraine, not far from the border with Belarus. And nuclear energy, well, way to split the uranium atom had been discovered in theory in the 1930s, obviously in practice in the 1940s during the Second World War, but they realized it could release a tremendous amount of energy as well. And so after the Second World War, that this is the way to go because there's plenty of uranium in the world. Oil, gas, coal, sometimes difficult to extract, are limited, can go on fire, stuff like that. Okay, so don't want to go too much into the background of it, but you know, there's nuclear fission and the safety measures were not observed. And that's why there have been problems, there have been almost meltdowns. This has been ignored, there was no free media. They would never have inquiries. What went wrong? Why did it go wrong? Who's responsible? How do we prevent this happening? Because that's the problem with totalitarianism, if they don't face up to these mistakes. Obviously, things go wrong in the Irish Republic, in the United Kingdom, and free countries, and their public inquiries and say, well, I get to the bottom of this and try and prevent it happening. And the disasters tend not to be huge scale. When totalitarian places, they are, because they won't tell the truth and they won't face facts and they don't nip these things in the bud. Okay, so there have been some safety tests which were not entirely satisfactory over the few years, but then it all went wrong that day. And they didn't tell people. So Pripyat, very close by, was not evacuated. Not many people were killed immediately. But that day, scores of people fell ill and it spread. And the government of the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic in Kiev, they began to find out about it. But they thought, well, they can't tell the public. Hope it wouldn't get too serious. Hope the problem would just sort of resolve itself and things like that. Two people died kind of just within 24 hours of it happening. Others were very seriously ill. And they delayed the announcement. So then they evacuated 1.5 days later. They evacuated a very local area. But alarms were set off in Sweden because radiation levels got so high. All this radioactive waste was blasted into the sky and so on. So the Swedes asked the Soviet government, has something gone wrong in your territory? Because it's coming from there. Of course, the Soviets felt they couldn't lie about this because the evidence was just so strong. So they acknowledged there had been a problem there. Okay, so eventually they had to evacuate 100,000 people, but it got worse. Okay, with the bubbler pools, the whole thing didn't go down. Anyway, they had to try and clean up the site and remove the debris, get some volunteers to run in there, take the radioactive waste, drop it wherever. But, you know, the radiation could get you, that would be enough to kill you in some cases and so on. So pregnant women were very badly affected. Their babies were very badly affected. They're often born very severely disabled as a result. So there's a zone of alienation when you might be excluded from there. So affected northern Ukraine, southern Belarus, the very west of Russia and so on. And indeed, you know, there was sort of acid rain in place like Sweden, Finland, Austria. It was felt as far away as Italy and Greece. Goodness. So all the radioactive particles on their clothing. So a lot of people died as a result of this, but not immediately. Yeah. So a lot of children at developmental stage were first severely disabled, and a lot of babies were not born. They were killed in utero for fear they might be disabled. It even affected some women. Mothers did this to their children in Greece and Denmark and things like that because of severe congenital abnormalities and so on. So it could affect people's cognitive function as well as their physique. So it set off all these terrible cancers as a result of that. I remember even in Kazakhstan, it was like sort of 30 years later, people were allowed to sit in the disabled seat in the bus. Some of them were those who suffered from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Even though it was thousands of kilometers away, they might have moved. So two died almost immediately. 28 died from radiation sickness quite soon. And then 15 cases of thyroid cancer. And there's up to 16,000 deaths from long-term effects of this. It's debatable how directly they're caused by that. But that's what totalitarianism does for you. Anyway, And there's that huge sarcophagus to prevent the radioactive waste getting out. Now, good can come out of evil. And what's her name? Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. She's from Belarus, not far north of where this disaster struck. And it was good for children to get away from the area because there's sort of low-level radiation within hundreds of kilometers there for a long time, for a few months. So there was June, July, August off. And then in the early 90s in Ireland, we began this scheme to invite children from northern Ukraine, southern Belarus, and western Russia, the affected area, to come and spend summers in southern Ireland, particularly County Tipperary. It was all paid for because if almost every country were economically in the doldrums in those days. And she came over, and only there were their teachers, only the best behaved ones came over for fear someone might misbehave, then would be invited back. Got to stay with Irish families, improve their English and so on, do some tourism, and she was helping the younger children. And then I heard these teachers from Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia offered free lessons in Russian to local people. Almost nobody took them up. But if you did get a pupil, he or she was very high ability and very eager to learn. And one thing that might have positively impacted Miss Tsikhanouskaya, well, that's not her maiden name, whatever her maiden name was, is obviously we had an Irish president who was a woman back then, Mary Robinson, visiting Dublin. And she was out to work in a factory by the end, Svetlana, and earn a bit of money, which went a long way. Eventually, Lukashenko stopped this because of the so-called sort of fascist propaganda we Irish were given these people. So goodness, that's it. And I thought, Ukraine, is this their nuclear weapon, as it were? Were they deliberately blow off the sarcophagus to hit Russia? But when Russia took over at the beginning of the war, they dug in. But by digging down, they released some of the radioactive dust and very badly affected their men. And then, bizarrely, about 2 months into the war, Russia, in this curious ceremony, handed it back to Ukraine, even though they're representatives of the Ukrainian government army there. Oh, how nice of you! How generous, giving them this disaster zone that the Soviet government had created. Wow. So why don't you give back other territory? Well, that is the Chernobyl disaster. May it never happen again. There's been that in Fukushima. Thankfully, there are only two nuclear disasters. Do we overreact to the problems from nuclear energy? We've learned from our mistakes because there are problems with all sorts of energy and dangers associated. And this one could be cheap, but then you think of the legacy of the clear-up cost. Environmentalists tend to be very against because of what happened at Chernobyl. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye. Oh yeah, it means wormwood. Some people think it was sort of referenced in the Book of Revelation because it mentions wormwood. So in Ukrainian, Chernobyl is wormwood. Toodle pip.